Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily. It's Thursday, March 5th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Apple has confirmed this week that it is dropping out of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. The company had planned to debut three new Apple TV Plus originals at the festival this year, but those events have all been canceled. Apple is pulling out of South by Southwest over concerns related to the ongoing coronavirus situation. It joins a variety of other tech companies that have backed out of the festival, including Facebook, Amazon, Twitter, TikTok, and Intel. Despite the pressure to cancel the event altogether, South by Southwest organizers announced yesterday morning that it will go on as planned. But that, of course, is not stopping individual companies from dropping out. In a press conference yesterday morning, officials in Austin, Texas, explained that there is no evidence that closing South by Southwest would make the Austin community any safer against coronavirus. Apple was scheduled to debut three new Apple TV Plus originals at the festival: the Spike Jonze Beastie Boys story, the animated series Central Park, and the docuseries Home. But even though these premiere events have been canceled, there's no reason to suggest that the Apple TV Plus debuts of the shows will be delayed. And again, as we said yesterday, we still don't have any news about WWDC 2020. Apple usually announces the event during the second or third week of March, so hopefully we'll hear something soon about whether or not it's happening this year. In other news, now that Apple has completed the rollout of its redesigned Apple Maps in the United States, it might be planning new recommendations features for the app as well. A new job listing posted and quickly deleted this week suggests that Apple is looking to offer new editorialized content in Apple Maps. The job listing was for a position titled Project Manager for Apple Maps Writing and Editing. The position is based in Culver City, California, which is a common location for Apple editorial jobs. In the job description for this position, Apple said that the person would build and grow a brand new content category for the Apple Maps team. Apple announced in January that it had completed the rollout of its rebuilt Apple Maps in the US. The new Apple Maps app offers users faster and more accurate navigation, improved detail, better road coverage, and more. But now, Apple is apparently looking to take things to the next level with editorialized content and recommendations. Adding editorial content to Apple Maps would make quite a bit of sense, especially given the editorial content Apple has rolled out to the App Store over the last 2 years. And Apple Maps really does lag behind Google Maps in terms of recommendations and lists and guides. So, for instance, Apple Maps could highlight specific places in major cities through its editorial team for locals as well as tourists. It's easy to imagine how this might look, especially when you consider things like the Today tab in the App Store and the For You tab in the Apple Music app. But if Apple is just now hiring for this team, it's unclear how far along its editorial efforts are for Apple Maps. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium, provider of Mac infrastructure as a service. As anyone creating apps for Mac or iOS knows, Apple requires you to build with macOS on authentic Mac hardware. Unfortunately, this leaves many Mac developer teams working with their own hardware in-house, Mac Pros in a closet or a stack of Mac Minis under a desk. Mac Stadium has solved this problem by making Mac private clouds available in enterprise-grade data centers around the world. They're like AWS, Azure, or GCP, but for Mac hardware. And Mac Stadium recently introduced a new virtualization layer called Orca. This allows developer teams to use standard tools like Docker to create and manage scalable API-driven Mac clouds. For 9to5 Mac Daily listeners, Mac Stadium is offering 50% off your first 2 months of a Mac Mini subscription now when you enter code 9to5Mac at the link in the show notes below. Apple has updated its App Store review guidelines to account for new iOS and iPadOS 13 features and more. First off, Apple says that all new apps and app updates will be required to be built with the iOS 13 SDK starting on April 30th. This enables all developers to offer features such as Dark Mode, ARKit 3, Core ML3, and much more. and Apple is also requiring developers to prepare their apps to be fully compatible with newest devices, including the iPhone 11 Pro Max and the 7th generation iPad. And if you've been wondering about why sign-in with Apple hasn't been gaining the adoption that you might expect, that should be about to change. Sign-in with Apple allows users to access applications with their Apple ID credentials, and Apple says that developers will be required to support sign-in with Apple by April 30th if they already offer other ways to connect, such as logging in through Facebook and Google accounts. So basically, Apple is telling developers that by April 30th, if their app offers signing in with Facebook or Google, it must also offer sign-in with Apple. The new review guidelines also say that Apple is going to start taking a stricter stance when it comes to reviewing apps categorized as dating and fortune-telling. In fact, Apple says that it will reject these applications unless they provide a unique experience. But perhaps most notably, the new App Store guidelines officially allow developers to use push notifications for marketing so long as the user authorizes it. So this means that developers must provide a method for their users to opt out of marketing push notifications if they don't want to receive them. Apple had never really enforced its guidelines related to marketing notifications, and in many cases, even its own apps technically violated the guidelines, such as Apple Music and Apple Arcade. But nonetheless, these new guidelines formalize the requirement that developers must give users the ability to opt out. You can find our full coverage of the new App Store guidelines at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.